Now, the new album, it's the 12th album, Digging the Roots, Volume 2, Hot Jazz, is out now. Where have you been recording? Did I read LA on part of it as well?
Yeah. We recorded most of it in this one in LA. Hollywood. Mainly just so that when you go on radio, it sounds better.
It does, actually, yeah.
Acton or something. but actually... No, because we know someone who's at a studio there, and so we get to use a studio that is so good that, and we go to America anyway a couple of times a year, that it's actually cheaper to just be in America, get some gigs around the time, and have a few days off and record. You couldn't get we couldn't afford one that quality over here. It used to be owned by a famous jazz piano player called Chick Corea. So it's beautifully acoustic. The piano, it's his piano. Everyone's recorded there. It's got the signatures. It's got Paul McCartney's signature on it and stuff. So when Vince plays the piano and you're in the other room, you don't even need to do anything with the sound. It already sounds beautiful. And on the album, you can hear it. The sound of the piano is, like, gorgeous. And then, the whole room, it's just great. And the desk, it's like, akin to Abbey Road or something like that, Talk about the vinyl and say they can win one. At jiveaces.com/
Yeah, we're going to get onto that. I was talking about I was going to talk about the vinyl. There's a lot of people, obviously, you can download stuff now because that's what people do. It's lovely to have a physical, but people have really got into, because there's cafes in London, you take your own vinyl now, restaurants, and they play it for you, don't
they?
Yeah. Good idea, isn't it?
Right. That's a good idea. We'll have to take one along.
For dinner. Yeah, play this all night. So tell us about why did you want to get vinyl? Is that something... Have any of you still got your record players?
I have a small record player.
Glad you finished that sentence. Carry on.
Oh, we really are back in Essex, aren't we?
Sorry.
No, I've got a... I was going to say a small one that my wife gave me. And this is... I've got... It's really annoying because I did actually, at one point I had such a collection and I sold all of them except, but I kept all my favourite albums, like a cross section of everything from rock and roll to jazz and swing, blues and things that probably you can't get on CD yet and stuff. And so I do listen to it and I always wanted to, and I kept going on at the band, oh, we've really got to do vinyl, and I was going, no one buys it anymore. And then suddenly we went into HMV, which were all closing down. And the one we went into, they go, oh, everyone's buying vinyl. And we go, great, we can do vinyl again. And so we decided, because it's two albums, we brought it out as a double album, gatefold sleeve.
Yep.
It's my hands for those watching in black and white, doing an impression of a gatefold sleeve, where you open it up and it's got pictures inside and stuff. And also, I always felt that vinyl had such a better sound. I'd play it on the record player. And I remember growing up listening to, well, not growing up, getting older, listening to, my rock and roll or any music on the vinyl record player. And you could feel there was more energy. And I used to, I swore there was, and everyone goes, oh, no, digital is much better. And then when we were doing it, you have to have it mastered better because they compress it all for digital, for a CD, and download even more. Because they think the human ear can't hear this anyway, so who cares? And then you put it on the vinyl, and that's why you have this energy, because it's much fuller sound, and it's just, there's more recording there. It's actually a better representation of what you have live, much more of a duplication of that. And that's why people love vinyl, and then it's funny, then they're going back to it. CD was just more, what's the word?
Convenient.
It's convenient. And doesn't, and the needle doesn't jump when you're playing it in your car.
What was it? The gigs you've got coming up. You've got one on the 1st of July, which is at the Queen's Theatre, which everybody knows Queen's Theatre. It's fabulous. You get a lovely sound in there. So you're on there on the 1st of July. How much are the tickets?
I don't know. We don't. Well,
whatever they are, they'll be worth it.
£16, £17, but it's all on their website.
Oh, hello.
It's on their website,
Jiveaces.
Oh, the drama's woken up.
Say it again, my love.
I think they're about £16, £17, but the exact date is on their website, which is jiveaces.com.
And don't forget, when you're going out to see a band, if you're going into London, it costs you a fortune, and you're going somewhere local as well.
Exactly.
And you've got Ingate Stone Hall as well.
Sorry?
Ingate Stone Hall on the 7th of July.
In Gatstone Hall on the 7th of
July. Is that like an outdoor kind of summery thing?
I believe it is outside.
It's
for charity.
It's beautiful ground.
It's for the Rotary Club.
Yeah.
It's my uncle that's organising it, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeping it at home, you see.
I didn't know you had an uncle who lived in that hall.
No, he doesn't live in the hall.
Oh, right, sorry.
If only. No, no. He lives in Ingatestone anyway, which is already...
Yeah, so that's lovely. It's
he's the
posh
side of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. They moved to Ingatestone, own the hall. No.